Welcome to Your Destiny. Mr. Destiny is Robert Lee Camp, the author of Love Cards and Cards of Your Destiny. In the next 60 minutes, you can learn about your future, your relationships, and maybe even your special place in this world. Come prepared with questions for Robert and bring your birthday, the magical key that unlocks the secrets of your destiny. If you have questions about somebody else, have their birthday ready as well. For more information, please visit 7thunders.com. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. And now, here's Robert.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from sunny California. I think it's been 3 months now without a drop of rain. But it's been nice and cool today, which is, you know, down to the high today was around 90, which is nice. A little break from our 100-degree-plus weather we had a week or so ago. I hope the weather's been good where you are. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Today's Monday, the 9th of July. It's Cancer time of the year. My birthday was last week, and all the Cancer people are having their birthdays. And there's a lot of famous people born today, people that you might, that you would probably know. One of my most favorite actors from the past, Ryan Dennehy, was born today. Today's a Six of Diamonds and an Eight of Clubs. But also, Tom Hanks is born today. And Courtney Love. And Kelly McGillis. And Donald Rumsfeld. And O.J. Simpson. And Jimmy Smith from NYPD Blue. And John Tesh. Wow, and Fred Savage. There are so many people that we know of. And it's amazing because, you know, this is it's a fairly successful birthday, as you can tell. The Six of Diamonds is a card. All the sixes can become very competitive in business. I mean, they're nice people, but they know how to compete in a world where competition matters. So you'll see that someone like, let's say, Tom Hanks, and you will think, you know, he's such a nice guy. But you have no idea that he has a really strong competitive edge that has really helped get him to where he is. And look at that strong chin that he has. And, of course, it's easy to tell that somebody like O.J. Simpson would be really competitive. He was one of the best sports figures. And really, we found out that most really best sports figures are sixes. Joe Montana is a Six of Diamonds, just like O.J. Simpson. For example, and Babe Ruth is a six. All these people that were like the best in their field are sixes. But what today's birthday has that's also unique is that the ruling card, the secondary card, is the Eight of Clubs. And Eight of Clubs is a card of great mental power and focus. So you combine this competitive edge with this powerful mind, and it's a fixed mind, too, and it can really get things done. You have somebody who can really focus on something. This person can really focus, and they can really accomplish anything they set their mind to. So that explains why we have so many really famous people born on this day in history, which is a Six of Diamonds day with an Eight of Clubs planetary ruling card. Tonight's topic is about dealing with adversity. You know, think about this, you know. When you have a really, really tough problem, and it doesn't even have to be that tough because, you know, we have tough problems that happen every day. We have easy problems, things that are just like, you know, getting things done kind of problems. And then we have the problems that really hit home. What do you do when you run into a really big problem that really hits home? Do you run? Some people will run, just like run away. Or do you get angry? Some people get angry. Somehow that motivates them to get into the problem and work on it. Do you escape from the problem or escape from the way that you're feeling by maybe smoking cigarettes, doing drugs, having sex, or other ways? Or do you become introspective or sullen or depressed? Everybody's reaction to a really difficult problem is a little different. You know, we each have our own ways of coping. And what really comes up in it when we have a really intense problem is, usually is, there are feelings about the problem. And if we do any kind of escape behavior, it's usually because we don't want to feel something. There's something we just don't want to feel. Of course, all of us are faced with problems every day. And it seems like the universe is always happy to give us a new supply if we appear to be running low on problems. Each new problem introduces a challenge. And the challenge is always to rise up above a level of energy where we are to a new level. The problem requires a new level of energy from us. What's interesting about problems is that when they occur, they always show up as something wrong outside of ourselves. It's not something wrong with us, it's something wrong with our car, our relationship, our health, our work, our money, or something else. We're just happily moving along and then wham, something happens, something changes. Something that was fine before is now not so fine. It's broken or it's not working the way we expected it, and that defines a problem for us. Naturally, because problems show up outside of us, we first try to change what is outside of us in order to correct the problem. And this usually works. If your car runs out of gas, you just get more gas. If an appliance in your house breaks, you just fix it or hire someone else to fix it. And this is how our logical mind works, and it's great for these kind of problems. And we overcome a tremendous number of problems every day just using practical common sense and the logic of our mind. But there's another kind of problem that we face that cannot be fixed in this normal way, okay? This is the kind of problem that appears like an external problem, but actually is an internal problem. Here's an example. Let's say that your love partner, your wife or your boyfriend, girlfriend, they went out to visit a friend, and they said, I'll be back in a couple hours. But instead of coming back in a couple hours, it's been like 4 hours, and you haven't heard anything from them. Now, you might get really concerned. At this stage, your mind might start painting all sorts of scary scenarios, like you might think they died in an accident, or you might think they're out having sex with somebody else, or you might think that, you know, other things. Some people might freak out and call the police, worry that their partner was killed, hurt in an accident, or kidnapped. And then when they finally comes home, they might get really angry with them. How would you react in this situation? Everybody would be different about this, but, you know, what would that bring up for you, if anything? This happens to be a situation that I personally have difficulty with because I have a fear, an inside fear, of abandonment. If my partner is really late in returning from being away, I will probably get really scared. I might tell myself that I'm afraid for my partner's safety, but in reality, I'm actually afraid that they're going to leave me or they have left me, or that something has come up to cause them not to want to be with me. That's my fear. I bring that with me wherever I go. It's almost always there, but it only shows up when something like this that my partner does triggers it, okay? And this is the case for most of us. Any problem that shows up in our life that elicits strong negative emotions, and that includes anger, fear, depression even, is telling us one thing. They're saying to us, the problem is saying, the problem is not outside, but it's inside. If I'm really upset about something, the problem is not out there, okay? Because the normal kind of problems that we fix every day using our logical mind are not ones that we get upset of. We just handle them. If we get really emotionally involved in a situation and we're feeling like really emotionally strung out about something, that's telling us that the problem is inside, not outside. It was an external event that triggered it, but the actual problem is not the external event. It's what's inside of us that got triggered. The trouble is that we're so used to being so good at fixing things in our life around us that when an inner problem arises, we immediately try to fix it by changing the external situation. We're automatically programmed, if you will, to make it better. The automatic reaction will occur every time unless we consciously intervene. But why would we want to intervene with the automatic reaction? Well, the main reason is that trying to fix an internal problem by changing the external world never works. It never will work. Usually it will actually create more problems. It will escalate into bigger problems. Earlier in my life, before I became aware that I was insecure and worried about being abandoned, I had several negative behaviors that would come, that it would automatically kick in when I felt afraid. One was to get really angry at my partner, to blame them for how I was feeling. And then I would justify my anger by arguing with them and making them wrong about it. I would also try to control them. I'd try to persuade them that they were the actual problem and try to get them to stop doing the things that were scaring me. Well, that didn't work, to say the very least. All that it did was alienate my partner. It drove them away, leaving me more insecure than ever. This is just one example, but see, the principle is the same. If we keep trying to change the external when the problem is the external problem will actually get worse. It will get worse and worse. And really, our most difficult problems are the ones that really are triggered inside of us, not the ones that are dealt with on the material external level. You might think those are really big challenges, but they're nothing compared to the problems that surface that are leading us to inside of ourselves where something needs to be fixed inside. If we look around, we see that the entire world pretty much operates in this way. They, instead of dealing with inner problems, people are struggling to change the world and change the people outside themselves so that they don't have to feel whatever they don't want to feel, like fear, anger, stress, depression, other feelings. It's generally not taught in society today to look within for answers. No one's teaching us to go within for answers. All the great spiritual teachers, though, throughout time have all had the same message. All the great spiritual teachers, all the enlightened masters. And the message is always the same. And that message is that the answers are found inside of us, not outside. In the card system that I use, the cards of your destiny and love cards, problems of the internal nature often show up as sevens or nines in our spread, in our yearly spreads or other spreads. Sevens and nines are the two spiritual cards in the deck. They're the most spiritual. They're the primary spiritual numbers. They are cards of spiritual victory, but challenge on the material level. They are cards of inner success, but problems externally. By studying these cards, the cards in general, but especially the sevens and nines, we can learn a lot about the challenges that come up in life and how to deal with them. For example, a seven presents a problem to us externally, but that's connected to an inner fear and an inner attachment. Also, a sense of poverty, which is a fear of not having enough. When a seven shows up, the problem can take many forms, such as with a seven hearts, you could be betrayed by a loved one. A seven of diamonds would give you money problems. Seven of spades would give you health or work problems. Seven of clubs would give you depression and worry. All these would be caused by some external event that set us off, okay? But actually it's pointing to an inner attachment, fear, and pointing to a fact that we're not really being appreciative of what we have. All these things. And the answer for any seven, if you have one show up in your thread, is to face the fear that comes up and then to take stock of all the good things that we have to be grateful for. What a wonderful lesson the seven has for us. I mean, we can really make a transformation with the seven. You can switch. You can go from the worst to the best. You can transform it. It can change. Once we learn the lesson, a seven will bring us fantastic success and freedom. It's a spiritual experience of pure abundance and freedom. But we must first stop trying to change the external and look within long enough to realize that the problem is not our partner, it's not our job, our landlord, or the government. We must look within and see that, in fact, we are extremely fortunate, and then just acknowledge all the good fortune that we enjoy. That's the message of the seventh. A nine is different. With a nine, there is no way around it. like with the seven, you can transfer, you can change the way you're being with it, and you can turn a challenge into a victory. But a nine, we can only let go with a nine. We can have victory, but only by letting go. Because a nine represents the end of a cycle in our life. It tells us that the end of something is here or coming. The nine of spades is the strongest of the nines and generally the most feared of the nines because it can represent death. It can represent serious loss. Death can occur, but it's rarely physical, even though it could be the death of somebody else. But it will always be the death of some important part of us, whether that's in a relationship, a job, a lifestyle choice, or the place where we live. It's the end of a cycle, an important cycle. It's graduation time. But as human beings go, we are so afraid to let things go when the time comes. Also, most of us are not conscious enough to know that something or someone in our life has completed their cycle with us. You know, like we will hang on to people, we'll hang on to situations, even though they've been over for a long time, we'll hang on to them. We're afraid to let go. We don't want to face the unknown. What will be in our future if we let go? And so when this ending does come, it always comes as a tragic or even a devastating loss. Okay? And the more we hold on, the more it hurts. And a person will look back and go, oh, that was a tragic loss. But see, if a person is conscious, they will already know that this thing is over for them. And they'll just let it go. It's as simple as opening up the hand and releasing it. Everything in life that has a beginning has an ending, including us, including our physical body. I mean, not our soul, but our physical body. If we can simply understand that one principle, the presence of a nine will set us free rather than devastate us. A nine can bring actually can also bring success. It can bring the ending of something that we have wanted to attain for a long time. It can bring the realization of a long-held dream or ideal. Okay, so it's not always a negative thing anyway. It's not always the end of something that you really don't want to let go of. Sometimes it's the end of wanting something that you wanted for a long time. All these challenges and the ones that really get us in life, are the ones that scare us internally. There can be many reasons, you know, why we're scared of challenges, of problems. But the ultimate truth is that underneath it all, we're just little kids, and we're afraid. We're afraid of the unknown. We're afraid we're not going to have enough love. We're not going to be safe. We're not going to get enough to eat. That's all that we are. And if we just take the time to turn within whenever our feelings come up, whenever we face a difficult challenge, we can find real answers and have a change that will really do something for us. Instead of running around and trying to change everyone and change our external situation, which never really addresses the real problem. From this point of view, actually, looking at it from this point of view, all external events that trigger our inner problems are gifts to us. They have the potential to show us what's really going on inside. They alert us to areas within that need our love and attention. And if we move inwardly and seek resolution to these, we learn to give to ourselves, to heal ourselves, and to love ourselves. These problems that show up will actually end up giving us our power back, a power that we always had, but that we gave away in our search in the wrong place. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of my talk. I want you to know that BBS Radio says that all the lines are working tonight. All the lines are working. And we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, if there's anybody on the line, we're going to talk. And we're going to do some talking together and discussing what's going on. So now's the time to call. If you plan to call, we have lines open. If one line is busy, call the other line, because Seth is really great. He's manning the phones, and he will put you in line to be the next one up, okay? So what we're going to do is take a short break. Seth, I'd like you to play the song called Krishna, if you don't mind, and then we'll be right back after a short break. See you in a few minutes. That was a song I wrote several years back called Krishna, and kind of a happy song. That's how I intended it, because Krishna was sort of a party person. He loved to dance, and he loved to play the flute, and he was always smiling. So anyway, we have Jocelyn on line two, and we have three lines open, folks. So if you want to be next, now's the time to call in and give Seth your information. Okay, but let's see if Jocelyn is still on the line.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on in Texas?
Well, I think I'm having some good transformation energy And I was actually on the phone before I heard you even talk about the seven number, so I got all excited. I was like, yay!
Yeah, because you're a seven, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Seven of spades.
And you're also a jack.
Yeah.
And that's funny because, you know, you'd be surprised how many people whose names start with J are jacks.
Oh, really? Cool. That's nice.
And Jocelyn kind of sounds like, you know, jolly, you know.
I am jolly. I guess I am.
So tell me, is there something I can help you with this evening?
Yes. I really think that I'm probably maybe at a pinnacle point of transforming over challenges, and I'm just wondering if you see anything. Maybe
what kind of challenges?
Well, I, you know, I really am, the, you know, the accident prone, you know, and I had accidents when I was a child that I had whiplash that was not treated when I was a young child, and that actually diminished my physical vitality.
Okay.
So I kind of feel like I wasn't running on all cylinders, mm-hmm. even though I made it far, but I feel like there was still untapped potential, especially in the creative expression department.
Like, you mean like in expression of an art form of some kind?
Yes, absolutely. I always kept my art forms like hidden from the public, even though people would be entertained and want me to, you know, go further. But now I'm at the point where I'm actually, you know, in the process of working with people and being more public and open about my creative gifts.
So tell me a little more about, like, what you're doing.
Well, I've always been a songwriter, but I've never really, like, busted out performing in front of people. So I recently decided in my mind, I was like, I want to be in a cover band. I just want to have fun. I want to sing back up, do some leads, blah,
blah,
blah.
Yeah, sure.
And sure enough, that came to pass because I...
And when did this come to pass?
Yeah, and it just
manifested itself. No, I said when.
Yesterday.
Oh.
Yay.
Oh, so you had a really great day yesterday.
I did.
Oh, good.
I'm having a good day today, actually. It's the King of Spades personal day.
Well, you know, you're in a very good period right now. Because you have 3/8 right now. I don't know if you're aware of that. You have 3/8. You have eight of clubs twice and an 8 of diamonds and a 4 of hearts. You have all really good cards in this period, which began on May 23rd. Okay? So I can tell you're having a really good experience. And actually, your cards stay good. You know, they're going to be good for a little while here. So I think it's a good time for you to do what you want to do.
Okay.
Did you have any questions?
Yes. My birth card is the long-range card for both my sister and my longest friend. Like, I've been her friend for over 20 years this year.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering, like, what type of significance does that hold?
Well, it's only going to be you if you're playing a significant role in their life.
Okay.
If you're interacting with them a lot, and or you think you're going to, then that could be you, but it could not. It could be somebody else. And it's always the meaning of the card. And a seven of spades long range is a challenge card, as I was talking about the sevens, remember?
Right.
It's a challenge in health or work for these people. And it'll be different for each one because, you know, they're each individual. So I'd have to know more about their life to know what the challenge is, but they'd probably know by now. They'd probably know what their challenges are by now.
Right. I didn't know if it meant that, you know, if I had a role in helping with that or...
Well, you may. In a way, it's kind of a choice of yours. Like, you could step in there if you want to, and maybe you could be helpful to them in some way. Sure. But it's a choice. You're the one who knows. So you're the one that has the card knowledge that knows that they have those cards, right? So that gives you the freedom to make a choice about it. You can decide whether you want to get involved and help them or whether you just want to sit back and let them have their own life and do what they're going to do. Because it'll happen anyway without you. You
right.
understand? Yeah. Does that help at all?
Yeah, definitely. And I do have one more question about interpretation techniques.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, because, you know, I always go like, okay, I'm in my Venus period right now, and that's about to end, so I'm going to be in Mars. So does that mean,
yeah,
like, your life doesn't focus on love anymore? Or
no, it doesn't mean that. Matter of fact, you know, for women, the Mars period can be a big love period, you know. It can happen in any period, but it just means that your energy will shift a little bit in different areas. Venus is usually around the home. Energy is around the home area, usually.
Okay.
In Venus. In Mars, you'll get more externally oriented. You'll start to want to do things with your work more.
Right.
See?
Okay.
Which is exactly what you want.
Right.
So, you know, it's all perfect. Venus is not, it is considered like to do with relationships, but it's really more about the home than it is about just relationships in general. It's about relationships with people in your home.
Okay.
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 So you're going into Mars and you got really good cards. You got a Queen of Clubs and King of Spades. You're going to kick some butt.
All right. Woohoo. Well, I really love your books, and completely, you know, worn out, and so I hope you write some more.
Oh, thank you, Jocelyn. I appreciate you saying that. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
All right, well, thanks for calling in tonight.
Thanks so much.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, folks, we have lines open. Now is the time to call. And we're going to take another short break here. And Seth, if you can play the song Gayatri, which is one of the favorites. Most people think that's their favorite song on the CD. It's a long song. It's about 6 minutes, 7 minutes. And when we come back, if we have some phone calls, we're going to continue and do some more reading. So hope you guys are having a great evening. Back in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Robert Lee Camp joining you again. And we had Deborah on the line, but we lost her. She got disconnected. Probably trying to call in now, and the lines are all busy. But we'll get back to you, Deborah. Don't give up. We have Caroline, though. The lines are all full. We have Caroline up next on line 4 from Washington. Can I talk to Caroline, please?
Hello.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi. How are you, Mr. Density?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
What can I do for you this evening?
Okay. I have a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She throws a lot of negative vibe at me with her negative attitude.
Okay.
How do I handle her?
Well, you know, first of all, you have to be able to separate out from the situation how much it is just you, you know, reacting to her, and how much of it is really her.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
She's always talking really down about her mom. And
well, you know, here's the thing, you know.
Me.
Okay, so why does it bother you? Do you know? I'm not saying that it's a good thing that she do that. I'm just talking to you. So what is it that bothers you about that the most?
I tried to talk to her constantly, let it go, to drop it. It's okay.
Uh-huh.
And you're only here on this life for one purpose, to learn. And I would ask her, have you learned anything? And she'd say yes, and then she brings it up all over again.
Well, you know, but you still didn't answer the question, like, why does it bother you?
I don't understand. I don't know.
Why does it bother you? What is it about her saying that it upsets you?
I guess it's not just her. Anybody who's a negative, it bothers me.
And why is that?
I don't know.
Well, that's a good question to think about, okay?
Yeah, because I'm a very positive person.
Yeah, I know, but still, see, can you be positive when other people are being negative? That's the question.
At least I try to be.
Yeah.
To explain and
yeah.
Let them see the positive aspect of it, like, you know.
Maybe it's hard for you because you're trying so hard to be positive.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, like, and then they're making it harder to be positive because they're not really helping matters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but this is a question for you because it would be nice if you could maintain your peace of mind in spite of their negativity.
And more so since this consciousness has happened with me, the awakening.
An awakening has occurred for you?
Yes, last 2 months. 2 months ago I started it. And
uh-huh.
This is when this all kicked in.
Okay. That's good.
Is that that's because I'm going higher by vibration?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, so what is my
destiny? So maybe you've become, Carolyn, maybe you've become more sensitive now than you
mm-hmm.
were before.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Definitely. I definitely is aware of my surrounding a lot more now, last couple
you know,
months.
When people meditate a lot, they become hypersensitive to things that are distasteful. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
They become like they'll be more irritated by things like people being negative. Even loud noises can upset them, you know.
Mm-hmm. And now I notice I have to do things like I have to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
And like especially humanitarian area.
Well, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's a good thing. I really
yeah.
like it. I feel like that's what I'm purpose for being here. Can you tell me maybe that's the reason
well,
I'm here?
Well, you know, your birthday, you're born September 29th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you are an Eight of Hearts. That's a healer's card.
Eight of Hearts?
You're meant to be a healer.
That's what people tell me that, too.
Yeah. Well, that's what the cards tell you, too.
Mm-hmm.
You have the power of love on your side.
So I don't have a power of love, let me tell you, when it comes to men.
Well, maybe not with men. Well, I think you do there, too, actually, believe it or not. But
I just
you know,
haven't found the right one.
Yeah, but you have the power, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, so, you know, if people, you might have outgrown your friends.
You know, I was thinking that, too.
Yeah, you might have outgrown your friends.
How could you tell when that happened?
Well, you just have to kind of check in on yourself and ask the question, you know. If your interests have changed so much that you don't have a lot of things in common with them anymore,
mm-hmm.
you probably need to let them go.
How would I do that without hurting them?
Well, you can't do, there's a lot of things in life that you have to hurt people to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily a bad thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a child doesn't want to do anything, you know what I mean?
Right.
A child would not want you to do anything to them, but you got to because you're their parent, and it's the thing that's got to happen, whether they like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like
okay.
They got to eat
I've
their
been
peas,
thinking about
you know?
That too. Yeah. I've been thinking about letting
you can't
her
let
go.
That, you can't let that stop you from doing the thing that is right for yourself.
I don't.
Because you're not intending to hurt them. But if they're attached to you in some way, they're going to be hurt anyway. You can't change that.
Okay.
So don't worry about that. But I get the feeling when I look at your cards here that really this is a year for you to kind of graduate from your circle of friends.
Okay. So
there's better
thing.
There's better people out there for you.
Mm-hmm. More of my type of people?
People who are interested in what you're interested in now, who have the
okay.
same vibration, see.
Can I ask you one question? I have one question.
Sure.
Okay. I was very intuitive when I was young.
Uh-huh.
Child.
Yeah.
I had a telepathic ability.
Okay.
And by the time I was 16, 17 years old, I was literally, the telepathic communication would come to me only on the bad things happening.
Okay.
As they're happening at that moment, I would literally see them like a slow motion video.
Okay.
And
so what's your question?
The question is, I stopped for them to do that again, but when I was 23, I felt like for so many years that I literally shut something out of my life. Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's neither good or bad. It was probably appropriate for where you were at that time in your life, you know.
Okay. But now I opened the door back up again 2 months ago, and now they are communicating with me because I allowed them to come back in.
Yeah, so now you're ready to go back and pick that up, and it's perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah, okay,
that.
So that's really, I'm meant to be this way, right, at this point in my life.
You were born this way.
Okay. All right, so thank you.
You're very welcome, and good luck, Carolyn.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Yeah, Carolyn is an Eight of Hearts and a Six of Spades also, and Sixes are very psychic also. So that's interesting that she's rediscovering her psychic ability. And it turns out that she has a Six of Spades, her own ruling card, as her environment card this year. So this was the time she was meant to regain that psychic connection. So it's all very, very perfect. And in the last month, she's had the Ace of Spades in her cards, which is a card of transformation. So she's definitely had a big change. So we have, the lines are full. We have actually, with Carolyn hanging up now, we have line four open. But we have Diane on line two. Can we put Diane up, please? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is this Diane?
Yes.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you born October 18th, 1968?
Yes.
Okay, good. I got you in here. What's up with you tonight?
I'm just having trouble picking a direction. There's a few directions I'd like to go in career-wise, and I just wondered if my cards show in the next few years which one would be the best one, or does it show?
What are the two directions?
Well, there's three. I just recently got my real estate license, and I am in acting classes. And I am pretty good at writing, and I've been thinking about writing a book.
Well, your birthday, you have two things going for you that are with common with your birthday. First of all, you have a really good technical ability with things. You learn things really well, and you can pick up things that are technical. But you could learn computers if you wanted to. I don't know if you already do, but you could, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you also have a very strong creative side.
I know. I have trouble between the two of those. I feel like I could be...
But you can have them both in the same job, or you can do two jobs at the same time. I know a couple that lives in California, close to where I live now. They're both your birthday. They're married, two of them. Both born October 18th. And you know what they do? They're graphic designers. And they're very successful. They're very successful.
I've looked into that.
Yeah,
I've looked into that. That's so funny because I could totally see myself doing that.
Yeah, because graphic design involves artistic ability combined with technical ability. You see,
mm-hmm.
So it's a perfect match for a four of clubs, Jack of Spades, which is what you are. You know, four of clubs is technical, Jack of Spades is creative.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. That's one expression, but you could also be like an actress, like you were thinking. And you could be someone who writes creatively as well. And that would actually go hand in hand with being an actress.
Yeah. I've thought about that, writing scripts. I have some good ideas for movies and things like that.
I bet you have great ideas. So
I do. And so I'm just all over the place. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, I can tell you this much. Looking at your cards, by this next birthday coming up here in October, you're going to be focused on something. You're going to be really focused. And I think you're going to be writing. I really do.
I feel it coming.
You've got threes all over your spreads next year. When I mean next year, I mean after your birthday.
Right.
You've got threes everywhere, and that's creative. That's definitely not real estate. Okay?
Okay.
And this is good. Like, 839 is a very key year also. It's a year when we enter the Jupiter period of our life, which lasts for 13 years. So this is when you really start, you really get into your groove and you start making money doing what you love.
Well, that's good.
So you're right on time. You're right in line with everything. You're in the perfect time and place. You don't have to be
concerned. Pick the direction and get there.
No, it'll come. Don't try to push the river downstream. It's going to go by itself.
Okay.
All right. Just your birthday is still a few months off. You don't have anything to worry about. Just enjoy yourself.
Okay.
It's all going to come to you. You'll see. By the time your birthday rolls around, you're going to be focused. You're going to be heading in one direction. I guarantee
Great.
It.
Okay.
That's pretty good news, don't you think?
Yeah. I know it's coming. I can feel it. But, that, you know, I just, again, just so scattered. I don't think I know what direction I'm supposed to be going.
Now you have some confirmation.
Mm-hmm. I've always gotten compliments on my writing. So that's why
that's
I guess it's always been in the background.
That's a really good sign that you're supposed to do it. I mean, I bet you're really creative, but you're like a creative genius.
I don't know about that.
I think you do. You're just being modest. Okay, nice talking to you, Diane.
You do. Well, I had one more thing, if you have any time.
Okay.
My husband and I was just wondering if you could tell me a little bit about our cards together, you know,
What's
as far
birthday?
As our relationship cards.
What's his birthday?
He is, interesting, January 1st.
Oh, interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, he's a king of spades, and it is interesting
mm-hmm.
because there are not a lot of cards in the deck that are really compatible with king of spades because they kind of stand up there all by himself in the top line. But you're very compatible with him.
Oh, that's great.
You know, you're a jack and he's a king. You're a jack of spades ruling card. He's a king. That's a past life Venus right there. So you guys already knew each other before you met.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
And he's a five of clubs ruler, and you're a four of clubs birth card. So you have a perfect moon connection there for marriage.
Oh, wow, that's so great.
Now, what does he think about your artistic career ideas?
He supports anything I want to do.
Well, that's cool.
He thinks I could do anything, so that's harder, too. But he really thinks I'm a really good writer.
Well, you know.
That's the thing that he mostly compliments me on the most.
Having a man like that is as good as it gets.
Yeah, that supports
you
with everything.
Now it's up to you to go out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll do it. You'll see. You'll do it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome, and thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care, Diane.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, folks, we are going to have a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Evelyn and then Deborah. Deborah finally called back. And on this break, I'd like to play a song called Krishna Hare Krishna. Okay? Krishna Hare Krishna. We have one Krishna, it's another Krishna. We got three Krishnas, actually. And we'll be right back. So hope you enjoy the song. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're having a pleasant evening tonight. It's getting beautiful here. The sun hasn't even set quite yet. It's 8:30 here in California. And we have Evelyn on line three from Arizona. Is Evelyn still with us?
How are you?
Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
Good.
And what can I do for you this evening? You're the same birthday as my sister.
Oh, the exact same day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, my question is, I have to move by the end of the month, and I was wondering if that was going to be a good transition.
By the end of July?
Yes.
Well, it's not. You're in a good period of the year to move. I mean, you're not in the Saturn period. That's good, you know. I think it's going to be good. I mean,
yeah.
Saying goodbye or whatever, letting go of something is always a little challenging. And you being a jack of hearts, you're very fixed, and you don't like changes all that much.
No, not too much.
You know, so just for those reasons, it's going to be a little hard, but I don't see any really thing here that indicated it being really difficult. And actually, the place you're moving to is going to be much nicer.
It is? And you
yeah.
see that's going to be going well because
yeah,
due
I do.
To some circumstances and situations, I was just wondering if everything's going to be a go. And
well, you have a Four Hearts result card. It means by your next birthday, you end up with a Four Hearts gift, which means really happy home life.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
so I think
good.
It's going to be really good. Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, because, we have to move by the end of the month, and I haven't even found a place. I mean, I'm looking, but I just want to
I
make
would
sure
say
that...
my advice would be to be picky, you know? Pick a place that you really like, because you're supposed to be moving into a place that's much nicer.
Oh, well, that's good.
Okay.
So that transition will work out really good, and it'll be in
my. It's
going to
work out fine.
Okay.
And you have and your money, your finances are protected all the way through next year.
They are.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's usually the financial end that I'm worried about whether I can get in or not to a place.
Well, yeah, that's always a consideration. But I think you're under a good fortune right now. That's going to give you what you want.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's
okay.
going to extend all the way through next year, too.
If I give you a birth date of one of my kids and stuff, can you let me know how they're doing? Or do you do
well,
that?
Well, not without talking to them.
Oh, you have to talk to them?
Well, can't you just call them up and ask them how they're doing?
No, because they'll lie.
Oh, well, no. I mean, I would need to know something, because the cards can mean many things, you know what I mean? I mean, you have to talk to the person and get a little bit of information before you can really make a determination.
Oh, okay. Well, then you see everything's going to be going pretty much in the right direction. You know, once the transition of the move and everything will be a good location.
Yeah, I think you're going to be fine. Yep. I mean, the finances are challenging right now, and money's going to go out more. But it's all going to work out. God always takes care of us. He always protects us, you know.
Well, I believe that, but you know how you get to that point where you just start to stress?
Of course.
And then...
Did you listen to my talk this evening about problems and stuff?
Well, I heard some of it, and then I was just listening to whatever I am through the phone, and it's kind of hard
well,
to hear that way.
You can come back and listen to it on the archives in a couple of days.
Yeah, I'll have to do it on the archives.
But, you know, we're all faced with those problems, and... It's how we deal with them that makes a difference. So,
right.
I think you're going to be okay.
So it looks good.
Yeah, it looks good, actually.
Okay, well, that's good. That's kind of my biggest concern right now, is making that transition and finding a place and all that.
Great, Evelyn. It's
going to
be fine.
Thank you.
Don't worry about a thing.
Okay, I won't then.
If you can help it.
Okay, I will.
Okay
thank you, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Thanks, Evelyn.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. So, you know, I look ahead in her next year, and her long range is the Four of Diamonds. Well, Four of Diamonds is a protective influence for finances. So Right now she has a nine of diamonds, and it's in the real estate sector. So there's money being lost to find a new place, but it's all going to work out in the end. It's the way things usually work out. Okay, we're going to go right into talking to Deborah, who was on earlier, got disconnected, and now finally got back. Is Deborah still with us?
Yes. Hi, Robert.
Hello, Queen of Hearts. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. It's nice
well,
to hear your voice.
I talked to Jai, and she was great, you know, and we talked for
good.
Quite a while. And she was so sorry she missed that show, if you remember which one. And I was so embarrassed, but you hit something, and after I got over the shock of our call, I thought about it a lot, and I decided, yes, I was ready for sex after 10 years. But I hate this being on radio. But anyway... So
yeah.
Within a matter, I couldn't believe it, of weeks just since I made the decision, but I didn't really do anything about it, a gentleman who I'd been talking to on and off throughout the whole year came back to L.A. and contacted me, and we had a wonderful time. So I want to thank you.
Oh, that's excellent.
But I have his card, so I wondered if there was any little information that might come in your...
What's his birthday?
He's September 18, 1960, Six of Clubs, and, you know, the Six of Spades.
Well, the good news about him is that he's your moon card.
Ah. I didn't realize that.
You get to be the
boss. I looked up the things and looked up his, and I looked up the connections, but okay.
Well, this is the fact that he's your moon card is the most significant thing.
Okay.
Because when there's a moon connection, see, that moon connection determines the real, like, first of all, who's in power in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in the power, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When a man meets a woman that he's moon to, he just adores her.
Yeah, we've gotten along well, but we've never met in person. You know, it's mostly been through the phone. It started through the internet and then through the phone, and he lives in a different country. But he's in L.A. a lot. You know, he's a musician.
Yeah. Well, it's all good.
Charitable.
I mean, and there's a lot of Venus and Mars with you guys, too. So, you know.
Yeah. But I wanted to thank you, and you told me to call back, and I'm like, am I brave enough to do this?
I thought you lost your nerve and hung up on us.
No, I got disconnected. I'm like, and I was on the free line. And I'm like, okay. So I was just dialing all the numbers till I got back in.
Now, I want to warn you that he is your Neptune card this year.
Yes, and I'm yes.
So don't make any really huge decisions until after your birthday, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Because, you know, there may be something about him that you can't see right now because
exactly. He's
so much fitting into this little romantic dream of yours.
Yeah.
And you'd like to be able to get, before you jump into something really big, you want to have a better understanding of who he really is.
Yeah, totally. Which will be perfect because he's going back to his country anyway, so I don't think I'll see him again until after my birthday anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, that may be just perfect.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And
that may be the
universe. I was kind of surprised because he seemed to be two steps even ahead of me on the spiritual path in his speech. So it was fascinating.
Well, that's excellent.
But thank you, because you made me think, because I made a decision 10 years ago, and it made me really rethink something. So not that I'm going to go running around, but anyway, I don't think it would have happened without that little jolt from you.
Well, that makes me feel so good. Thank you for telling me what happened. I appreciate knowing that.
And I have one out-of-the-blue question, because at the same time, my finances just went crazy. My car acted up, which is a normal experience, and I had the money, but it took pretty much all the money, and I just wondered if in the next couple months, does it look like I'll rebuild it back up pretty fast, or am I in for a rocky road?
I don't know. It doesn't look like it's a big issue.
Good.
To be honest.
I know it doesn't. Got some stuff on the books that are going to come
in. And next year you got a 10 of diamonds in Jupiter, so.
Oh, awesome. You mean after my birthday?
Yeah.
Cool.
So right,
I did buy your Destiny book because I'd only read it a little bit. I only have the Love Cards book, and I love that book. So So now I'm doing that, but boy, and even though I know astrology, I'm like, oh, you know, there's a lot in there. So I'm just kind of going through it slowly.
Oh, excellent. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you called, Deborah.
Thank you. You're doing a good job. I love your show. I love what you say to everybody. And you caught me so off guard. And people say that I do that when I give readings to them, you know. So I just should have known, since you're so good, that you would have done that for me.
I had to catch you off guard in order to get to you.
Oh, my God. You shocked me. So anyway, thanks for Jai's number, and she's great. And
I knew you guys would connect because you have such good connections with her.
Yeah, she's great. And we'll, and I'll keep listening to you and calling if there's anything else. And thank you.
Yeah,
so
keep
much.
Us abreast of the situation. I'd really like to hear how it looks after your birthday. It'll be very interesting to see.
Yeah.
After the Neptune period has passed, if he still
looks
still as
wonderful.
Good as he does now.
Right. Right.
So all the listeners
will be anxious
to find out.
Yeah, because I really didn't pull any red flags on him yet. There's one thing I'm kind of curious, and in his card show it too. I just want to make sure he's not, you know, got 15 women, and I have a feeling he might. So we'll
yeah, it's
see.
Possible.
Yeah. So and that's you know so but that's
yeah.
I had a wonderful time. It was good for what everything. So and now I'm back in the game again. Finally.
So. You know, it keeps a girl happy. It really does. Especially
right.
Queen of Hearts. How does that work? How does a Queen of Hearts go without
10 years? But you know what? I had dated so many. I tend towards codependency, like it says on my card. And I dated so many people, made them the center, and it was just me time mostly. But then I'm sick of me now, you know, and I did everything I wanted to do. So I'm ready for new
direction. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's why
back.
I did it, but and it worked well. But after a while, you know, you're like, okay, there's got to be more than this.
Well, thanks for calling back and telling us the latest. I appreciate it, Deborah.
And thank you.
All right, have a nice night. Say hi to Jai for me if you talk to her.
Oh, I will. Okay.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye. Well, that was fun to hear. You know, she's a Queen of Hearts, and I think I embarrassed her pretty bad last time on the show. I brought up the whole issue around sex, and I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was pretty, I think she kind of turned red. I could feel her turning red on the phone. Okay, well, I believe we have two lines open now for those who have been waiting, and we have Melissa online, too. I'm going to go ahead and take her call before we take a break. So is Melissa still with us?
I'm here, yes.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Is your birthday May 24th, 1960?
That's right.
Oh, good. So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I've made a decision about a treatment for a health issue that I've had, and I'm just kind of wanting to get some confirmation that I've made the right decision. The decision I made, I really... you know, just kind of gone with my heart on it, but it's not a decision that I would normally go with. It has to do with some conventional medical prescription treatment that is not something I would normally do. So, I don't know.
You have some kind of a condition that you want to have some medical treatment done for.
Yeah.
Okay, and
and the treatment isn't going to start until next month.
The treatment will begin next month. Is that
right,
like
it'll
August?
It'll start in August, yes,
in August.
And for about three to 6 months.
Okay. Well, you have good influences for it this year, for any kind of medical treatment. So I think it's going to be okay.
Great.
Is there anything else that, I mean, it looks good. I mean, it would be nice if it was something that was only going to happen in like 2 months, because you've got great influences all the way through. Well, let's see. Actually, you've got good influences all year, but pretty much until April of next year. So it should be fine.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
And I see money also coming your way.
Oh, wonderful.
Later this year, like in November.
That's always great news.
Are you married?
Yes, I am. And I was going to ask about that, too, about my relationship. My husband's birthday is December 9th.
Okay. So he is a nine of clubs and you're an eight of clubs. That's a pretty good combination.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes you really compatible. Has he been faithful to you?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Nine of clubs will stray if you don't keep an eye on them.
Well, only if you consider golf straying. Golf is his other love, so.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you guys, your cards are right next to each other. You're an eight of clubs, he's a nine of clubs. It's a perfect marriage connection.
Well, that's really neat. And I've been looking around on your website, and I'm going to order your books about the cards. This is a whole new way of looking at things for me.
Get the love cards first. It'll be fun, and you can study all the people you know. It'll be a lot of fun just looking up and reading about them. And then if you want to get into the yearly predictions, you can read Cards of Your Destiny.
Great. Well, I'll sure do that. Well, thank you so much, and I've enjoyed listening to your show.
And you know, it's amazing how Sagittarius and Geminis get along.
Yes.
They're opposites to each other.
Exactly, yes.
And a lot of opposites don't get along as well as the Sag and Gemini version.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
We've always got along really well, so. Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, that's
excellent.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And
you're very welcome. And
forward to reading your book.
In. Yeah, thank you, Melissa, for calling in tonight. I appreciate you calling.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, well, I was going to take a break here, but I think we have somebody I know on line four. If we can put June through, I'd like to talk to her now.
Hi.
June.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
You're transformed.
I am. I just did my first weekend of LP. What an adventure.
Well, I should tell my listening audience a little bit about what we were talking about. June, I took a training program over a year and a half ago, and it just absolutely changed my life. And I started in the leadership program, which is what she's doing now. You basically enroll other people. And June is somebody that I enrolled during my leadership, and now she's doing leadership.
Yes, Robert's known as my angel. So.
Oh, that's right. I'm your angel.
Which he is. He's definitely my angel.
Well, you know, you inspired me because, you know, there was a woman who was one of my coaches who was your birthday. And I just knew you were like her, and she was awesome.
Awesome.
She was on my case.
Well, now I understand a lot of what you were talking about. So,
yeah. Well, did you have a question tonight, or are you
yes,
just wanted
I
to
did.
Say hi?
I did have a question. I wanted to say hi, but I'm really going through a lot of transformation right now.
Yeah.
And I'm on a leave from my company right now, and that really is kind of my question about. I don't know. I don't know that I want to go back to it. But yet I don't know if I don't know where I want to go. So I'm kind of in this airy spot.
Yeah, you know, you're in your Saturn period right now, and I was in Saturn when I did a leadership too. Which is interesting. I did the advance in my Jupiter period just like you. And I had an ace in Jupiter just like you did. And then I did Saturn LP, and it was great. It was hard, but it was great. So my advice to you is don't make a decision right now about that.
Okay.
And I see you coming into a lot of money after or towards the end of LP. How would that happen?
Well, number one, somebody owes me money.
Okay.
So owes me quite a bit of money.
Yeah, this is a lot of money we're looking at here.
The second thing is I've just gotten involved with these investors from Georgia that buy, not foreclosures, they buy bank from the bank. They do short sales and that type of thing. And I just got involved with them. We're going to be doing business together. They need somebody out here to look after the business and to make sure that the deals go through right, that the houses are marketed right.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because these influences you have are in the Uranus period, and that governs real estate. So there's a lot of money here for you in the area of real estate. And you will get repaid also, I believe.
Right. That's good to hear.
So, you know, this, you know, you're meant to change this year. This is the year for you. And you're doing it. And why stop here? You know, why stop with just do the whole, I would do the whole thing, you know, like the whole change.
Yeah, I'm ready, you know. My situation is that I only have till probably the middle of August, and I still will be in my Saturn period till, I think it's September something.
Uh-huh.
And I will need to make a decision because once I go back to work, it's the type of work that sucks you in. So that is my, I don't know, I guess that's my concern because I feel so free. You know, once you've gone through the advance and I broke through all of those things that I've gone through for the last 4 or 5 years and didn't realize I had put myself into a little prison. And
mm-hmm.
Now I'm free, and I don't want to go back.
Well,
I don't want to go back to prison.
Well, my advice is don't go back. Don't go back. There's no reason to go back. It would only be out of fear that you would go back.
Yeah.
And I would never advise anyone to make a choice so important out of fear like that.
I know. Well, I am studying the Course of Miracles right now, and I know that when you're in fear, you're out of your mind.
You're out of the miracle thing, too,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, stay with your vision and commitment. Did you have a vision and commitment?
Yes, my vision and commitment, I do. I kind of changed it with, you know, how you have the three sectors in your decision making. But my vision and commitment has been to help others. And I think we talked about it when I got into basic, you know. Bringing enlightenment to other people, that they would find the power within them. And
well,
just being empowered.
Well, then why don't you do that?
No, that's what I'm doing right now.
You know, the money will take care of itself, June.
Yeah.
It really will. You have to give it a chance, though. You have to, you know, create an opening in yourself for that to show up.
Yes.
Otherwise, you'll never know that it can really happen, you know. So,
I know the universe takes care of me, and I mean, when I look around me, I see abundance. So,
and you've had yourself in a prison for so many years, and why would you want to go back to prison?
I don't. No, I definitely don't. I know.
Then you got to do is just not go back to prison.
I feel free and happy. I'm so.
Yeah,
happy.
You're a Sag. You got to be free.
I know.
You got to be free. I mean, what are you going to do? Go back to not being free again?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I want to go forward. Definitely.
So, you know, I'm really happy to hear from you and so pleased that you're doing what you're doing, going through leadership and everything. But you got the ball rolling now. Let it keep rolling. See how far you can go.
I will do that.
I mean, what else is there to do that's worth doing?
Not much else. I mean, right now I'm probably in my all-time happiness, you know.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Yeah, LP is great, you know, challenging but great. So I'm very happy, and thank you very, very much, because if I hadn't read that letter on your website, I would have never been here.
Well, you did it. You're the one that actually went and did it, so I'm proud of you, and you did great, and I appreciate you saying that you're grateful. It, you know, it makes it all worthwhile to know that I made a difference in your life.
You did, definitely. I'm a huge difference. I didn't even realize back then just how huge it would be.
I don't think anybody can imagine what that training will do for you. You can't imagine going in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People can describe it to you, but you really can't really imagine it because you haven't done it, you know?
I know, and to see the faces of all my teammates and to see the beauty in their faces and the connection and the breakthroughs that they have is just priceless.
Oh. Well, I think you're in a perfect place right now. The money's going to take care of itself. You don't have to go back to prison. Okay?
Okay.
Go for freedom. Go for the whole enchilada.
Yes.
There's nothing else to do. It's either that or go back to being dead again.
Yeah. No, I don't want to be there. I definitely don't want to be there.
Okay, then don't.
Well, thank you for that.
Thanks for calling, June, and really thanks for checking in, and it's great to hear from you, and keep in touch. Let me know how you're doing.
Yes, I will, and I'm so thrilled I got to hear your broadcast live, because normally I have my Course in Miracles class tonight. I didn't go tonight, so I got to listen to you.
Oh, well, I'm so happy that worked out that way, because it's so good to hear from you. As soon as I saw your name and birthday, I knew who you were.
Yes,
all right, June, have a nice evening, and let me know how things are developing. I know the money's going to come. It's going to be great. Just let me know when it happens.
I will.
Okay? Call back and let me know, or just email me or something.
Okay.
All right.
Have a
nice night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, that was wonderful. I had a thing on my website back when I met June the first time, and I told people, I said, if you want to have all your dreams come true, contact me, basically. And because I got all my dreams come true. It was incredible. And I'm not actually doing that right now, but I'm still connected to it. And it is wonderful. So we're going to take a short break right now. I have Leslie coming up next. We have a couple lines open if anybody else wants to call. We're going to go till about 9:30. I'd like to hear Sri Ram, the song Sri Ram, and then we'll be right back and talk to Leslie. So be right back. Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're having a really nice night. I hope it's getting prettier where you are. The sun is set here now. It's a little after 9. See a little glow on the horizon, and the air is nice and cool coming in my window here in my office. We have Leslie, who's been waiting patiently on line 2. Leslie, can you come on?
Yeah, I'm right here, Robert.
How's it going, Leslie?
Hey, I am getting so much out of your teachings the last week. I've just been decluttering emotionally and physically, and I just can't believe it. I mean, your love card book is one of my most tattered books, but I'm really getting into it now because I need it.
Oh,
so I really need your help. I'm an Ace of Clubs, 1947, and my twin soul best friend is a... Queen of Diamonds, 605-1956.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
And I've just studied it in the love cards, and I've got some other charts done with it, but I just get really confused because, there's such an unpredictability factor between the twins there. It's like, she's a Gemini as well, and... I just wanted some confirmation about this. It's like
I really feel we've been together, as
lovers, best friends, in different ways for 7 years, and she's just really in my heart. And what can you tell me about workability of this?
Okay, Leslie, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Both of you are people that are both prone to a lot of change. Okay?
Yeah, I know that.
You're prone to a lot of changes, and so is she. So that's the way it's going to be with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always going to be a changing situation. And as long as you're okay with that, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
There's an unpredictability there, to it.
Yeah.
But that's how you want it anyway. You want something that's freedom-oriented, and so does she.
Yeah. Well, and I was noticing that there is a Uranus factor in there as well, and I'm just working it, knowing from a responsibility standpoint, as you were talking about with Joseph, that I'm really choosing this for my deepest spiritual growth, you know. But
yeah, I mean, well, what is it like if you could have the relationship be exactly the way you want it to be? What would it be like?
Well, it would be exactly like it is, except I would just like to have a little more confidence in myself, because as you were talking in one of your other archived tapes, like it's really on my mind a lot, and it's like I have a lot to do with my mission aside my work with writing about, you know, aside from the work that I do with women, as you know, as your book points out, with the Ace of Clubs, and aside from that, it's like, you know, I have so many other projects with my mission, and it concerns me how much of my time is really absorbed in this relationship. So
sign that it's more important to you, Leslie.
Say that again.
That's just a sign that it's more important to you than you think.
It is important to me.
It's more important to you than you maybe have ever had before.
It is.
Okay, so that's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is going to be something that you really get a lot of benefit from as time goes by.
Right. Well, I am.
So I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm happy that you have a relationship that is so important to you that it's actually distracting you from your work.
Yeah, well, you know, if I look at that, my ultimate work is my spiritual growth.
That's
and
right.
And she's very, very dedicated to it. And, like, you know, the sex is just unbelievable. I mean, it's just, we definitely are into dimensions of spirituality through our connection that are just so inspiring. And, you know, and like,
well,
say, that's, I was
well, well maybe that's it. why it's important, is because you've never experienced something so meaningful with somebody before. So this is so wonderful for you.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's just that it kind of, you know, it scares me because, you know, it just throws me off so much, you know, and then
when people really open up to somebody else and really have a deep experience of being with somebody else, it's always scary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody who doesn't get afraid.
Yeah.
I don't care how evolved you are.
Uh-huh.
When something is that good, we put so much at risk by opening up to it. Do you understand?
Right. And I've never been with a woman who's opened up so much, but can you give me any hint about how to handle the, like, for instance, she'll go from intense physical intimacy to being full, and then the next day I get this, don't touch me. And we're getting much, much better at it, but it still kind of throws me off. Is there anything
you guys are having a really strong intimate relationship, and I would highly recommend that you guys get a counselor to talk to so that you have some support in processing all the stuff that's coming up for you guys. Otherwise,
right,
you're going to misunderstand each other and you're going to break apart.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been going for 7 years in various forms, and the exciting part is, you know, we both had such incredible communication that it's absolutely incredible how we do have breakthroughs. I mean, because we both do have support teams, and then it just amazes me that after after the lessons get learned or whatever, we have these moments where we just reconnect, and the communication is so extraordinary that whatever concerns I have, they get reinforced by a feeling.
Well, I'm not sure if we're talking about the same. I'm not sure if we're talking about the same thing or not, but you know, you have some concerns about the way she shuts down after you guys get really close.
Right.
And that's something that all couples do, but you guys obviously might not be addressing that, you know? Like, you may not be talking about that or looking at that as a couple.
It's not a big deal,
but you might need some support in discussing it.
Uh-huh.
And I suggest you get a counselor. It's not a sin to get a counselor.
Right.
I don't know why people have such a resistance to getting counseling. They think there's something wrong with them if they get counseling. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Well,
I would not even dream
of
having a relationship without having the support of a counselor.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even consider it.
Huh. And how are you doing in yours? I mean, being that you're a queen of diamonds and, you know, you're so vulnerable and open about your progress, I mean, do you keep, I mean, you must, like, I really appreciate your vulnerability and how you talk about your fears and abandonment. So you've just worked through a lot of it with your support team, huh?
Yeah, it's, you know, it turns out that, you know, you can't get rid of your fears. I can't get rid of my fears.
Yeah.
But I can learn to bring them with me in a healthy way.
Right.
And, you know, the person I'm with has to accept me for who I am. I can't be anybody else except who I am.
Uh-huh. And who is your partner now? What sign is she?
She's a Sagittarian.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations to you, and I was just listening in your tape how the prosperity one where you were aspiring, you know, to be a millionaire. It's hard for me to believe as an enchanted gardener that you aren't that already, and I just think your work is absolutely the greatest, and, you know, I write every day on the internet. I have a very popular blog, and I've been blogging about you, and I'm going to do all I can to support you in your success. You'll be hearing from me.
Oh, Leslie, thank you so much.
Leslie,
I appreciate hearing that.
Gardner.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, well,
good luck with
so
your
you
with your beautiful
me.
Lady friend.
Pardon me?
Good luck with your beautiful lady friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your support.
Yeah. All
okay.
right, thanks for calling, Leslie.
Bye, Robert.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, well, those, you know, Leslie is, she's an ace of clubs, but her ruling cards are both fives. She's a Scorpio Ace of Clubs, November 19th. And her girlfriend is a Queen of Diamonds with five of Hearts ruling card. So for two people who are so freedom-oriented to have a relationship, it's going to bring up all the stuff, you know, all the freedom stuff, for sure. Like, you can bet on that. And, you know, even five people who are often committed to being to not being monogamous, when they meet somebody really special, that could be it for them, especially for Leslie because she's an Ace of Clubs birth card. So we have Helen waiting on line four. Is she still with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Helen. How are you?
I'm fine. I've talked to you before, Robert.
Oh, okay.
Get,
I don't remember exactly, but what can I do for you tonight?
I have your books and your program.
Oh, great.
You did a reading for me a few months ago at the really rough end of a relationship, which is still... monetarily and unresolved, and I'm trying to take a new direction in my life, and I have just all these ongoing issues, new relationship, I'm not sure if it's going anywhere.
Well, you know, just briefly, I'm looking at your cards, okay, for this year.
Okay.
My advice based on the cards here is don't try to find one person this year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to, like, find the one. All right?
All right.
Let this be a year of just experiencing different people with, you know, no big heavy deal on it, you know? Like it's like you're going to school about relationships. And you need to kind of like meet different people to kind of see what's out there. You follow me?
Yes.
So don't get heavy about any one person,
well,
but be open.
It just seemed like I met the perfect person, but
I don't think so.
I get mixed messages.
I don't think you met the perfect person, and I'm telling you, don't look for the perfect person.
Oh, okay.
Not this year. This is not the year for that, okay?
That's kind of sad because I'm not doing well with trying to find a career either.
You know,
and I need the income.
You're worrying about things a little too much.
Okay.
Okay, life is already good for you. And you're ignoring that. You have to focus on what you got that's so much. You're not going to have any money problems this year. And you're going to find out what it is that you want to do over the course of this year. You'll figure it out. Don't force it, okay? just be grateful for all the things you have right now.
Well, I got my real estate license, but I'm not sure if that's the right track to get.
I don't know if it is either, but don't push it, the issue, okay?
Okay.
Relax, lighten up. Enjoy yourself a little bit. Have some fun. Date like four guys at the same time. You know, I mean, don't just be easy about it, you know, whatever. And let God lead you to where you need to be next, which is how it always works for you anyway. You're a double spiritual card. You're a nine and a seven, nine of diamonds, seven of spades.
Okay.
You have to listen for the voice, you know. So it'll come, but this is partly a love year for you. I see money for you, no problem, and I see love. Okay? I see many loves.
Excuse me?
I see more than one love.
Oh. Well, that's good to know. They don't seem to be out there, but
they're out there. Just as soon as you change your mind about it and open up a little bit, they're going to show up.
Okay.
Trust me on this.
Okay.
So, does that help?
How about my health issues?
Well, I don't see that being an issue this year.
Oh, okay.
It's not showing up in the cards as an issue.
That's strange.
You got bigger fish to fry.
Well, is there any indication that this other ending relationship monetarily was going to ever be settled?
Well, I see money, so I don't know where you're going to get it. I see money coming in for you.
Okay.
And it could be through legal. It looks good for legal.
Okay.
Yeah. That's in October.
Okay.
So,
all right.
It's going to happen. Don't worry. Everything's fine. You're going to find your career. Don't
right
push
now.
It. Just chill out. You just started your year.
Well, it's just kind of continuing on with the rest of last year.
No, it's not. It's a whole new year. Everything's changed. Trust
okay.
me. Just look around. You'll feel it.
Okay.
Not the same as it was last year.
Okay.
Everything's different now. It's a new beginning for you.
All right.
Just had a birthday now. Give it some time to develop. Things haven't developed yet. But you'll see. By the September, you're going to know what's cooking. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Great.
All right.
Helen, thank you for calling. It's great to hear from you.
And thank you.
All right, have a great evening.
Doing the program to help.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, now we have Rose on line two. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. Allison, I apologize. Allison, I didn't want to forget you. Allison first on line three. Are you
hey
still
there.
Here, Allison?
How are you?
How's it going, Allison?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm all right. What's
we
up in your life?
In a very long time.
What's your last name? Do I know you?
You do know me. I think you had an earlier caller that's doing that program, and we talked about my maybe doing that last year.
Oh, this Allison. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
nice to hear from you.
How are
you? Good. Now, what's your year of birth?
66.
Okay, all right. That's right, you're the same birthday as Lori, the woman who led the training.
That's right.
That's an amazing coincidence. Well, it's great to hear from you. How are you?
I'm terrific. I had kind of a long year there, but...
it's his birthday, do you know?
You know, I don't know. The other one is March 23rd, but the other one's like, I mean, this is like 3 days of him pursuing me, so I don't even know yet.
The other one's the King of Clubs.
Oh, you know what? I do know. I don't even know why I know this. It's August 28th.
The one that's really pursuing you is August 28th?
Uh-huh. Oh, no, that's not right. No, he's a Leo, but I don't know what he is. I can't remember.
Well, the 28th will be a Virgo.
Yeah. No, that's not him.
A Leo will be earlier in the month.
Yeah, he's a Leo, though, but I don't know what day.
So, you know, I can see your indecision here, and unfortunately, you're going to have to put up with it.
I'm not sure I like either one of them.
Well, you don't have to choose, you know.
That's true.
Like, I don't know if you were listening to the last woman I spoke to, but she had a Three of Hearts this year. I didn't mention the card, but I told her, you know, don't feel like you got to find the one this year, you know. Just be easy about it. Let things develop. And that's kind of the same for you. It's not as strong, though, for you, but, you know, there is going to be this uncertainty around relationships for the next couple of months. So you might as well lighten up a little bit. It'll all sort itself out.
Yeah.
You know, what I see is happening is that this is going to be a year for you when you really get focused at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get focused not only about who you want in relationship, but also focus about what you want in your work.
Well, and that's the whole thing is I'm so I have three companies now. I'm like, so, you know, I'm so stimulated with that, that unless, you know, I've got like an easy relationship, this just looks hard and not worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Plus you have a family and, you know, you have children and everything, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot to take on.
I'm also looking at selling my house, and so I'm doing a bunch of remodeling. So I have, like, every area of my life up right now.
Well, it's a good year to sell your house.
Good.
And I really think that you're going to meet somebody really special this year. You have the influences for it.
Well, that's good.
But not just yet.
Not just yet? That's okay.
He hasn't showed up just yet, but I would say like in November or December is when you're going to meet this person.
Okay.
So, you know, try to just be light about it between now and then, you know. Don't.
So what does my career, work, kind of money stuff look like?
It looks fine. Okay. It looks like you got money and you're going to spend money and you're going to make more money.
Okay.
Any other questions?
You know, I'm making it. I'm spending it on my
house.
Let's see.
I think I covered it. Let's see. You have money. You're going to spend the money, and you're going to have more money.
Okay.
It's all good. I don't think you have anything to be concerned about this year. Just don't get involved in any legal stuff.
Okay. I'll do my best. Sometimes.
You don't have any good legal stuff this year. So. Not that you would, but not that you would get involved in anything legal. But I'm just telling you that's the only area that I would not suggest you put energy into.
Okay.
So if something did come up, just avoid it. That's my advice.
Avoid it as much as possible.
You know, say we'll settle out of court or we'll do something, but don't go after that kind of thing.
Okay. That's not where my wins are.
Well, it's great to hear your voice again, Allison.
Yeah, what's left of it? I'm missing a little bit of it, but I've been watching this, and you had the show, and then I thought that you weren't doing it, but then I started getting the email, so I was excited, and I haven't had a chance to listen to the aircut. So I was listening tonight. I'm like, I think I'll call.
That's perfect. I'm hearing from a lot of my old friends. You're the second person from that time period who called tonight.
I know. Well, she gave me the idea. I was like, well, she can call, I can call.
I love that. That's great.
So I do have one question. So I'm in my Mercury period, right?
Yeah.
According to the Destiny cards.
Yeah.
So if you have a Mercury retrograde in the middle of that period, is that bad or are they unrelated?
It doesn't really do much, except that, see, you're also a Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
So you're affected by Mercury more than anybody else.
Right.
So Mercury retrogrades could do more damage to you than it never bothers me hardly. It rarely bothers me.
It really
does
me either.
I don't even keep track of it anymore.
I know, it rarely does, but this time I was like, oh my gosh.
Well, it will sometimes affect you, and because if Mercury's in a certain sign position, it's going to affect your natal planets while it's retrograde, then it'll affect you. Otherwise, it won't.
Okay.
That's one of the myths about astrology. So, you know, just relax. It's over soon.
It is. I have, like, what, three, four more days?
And you got good cards. Even with Mercury retrograde, you're doing actually just fine.
Well,
and next comes love.
Better than last year. It's all good.
Next comes love.
I'm taking a deep breath. Not quite ready for that.
Yeah.
I'm at the wanting it point, but I think I have to.
I don't think
November.
You have a lot to say about him right now. It's a little too late for that.
I have what?
It's a little too late to say you don't want it or not ready for it. It's already knocking
on
your
door. I just need to take a deep breath and step right into it.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
It'll be good.
It's going to be good. It's going to be really good.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
It's good to hear your voice. Thank you.
You're welcome, Allison. Thanks for calling. It's great to hear your voice, too. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye.
The rest of it. Okay. Good night. Well, folks, we do have somebody waiting on line two, but Rose, I'm sorry, but we're out of time. It is 9:30. It's time to end the show. Seth, if you could just pick a song from what's left and play that, I'd like to end on that. And please, Rose, if you call next week, I'd love to have you first on the show next Monday night. Otherwise, we'll talk to you later. Thanks, everybody. I look forward to being on the show again next week. Come and bring all your questions, and let's have a nice conversation. This is Robert Camp saying good night.